我们翻到，看起出圣经，我们先翻到旧约以，出埃及记二十五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to a few passages in the Bible. Let's begin with the book of Exodus, chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章，我们读第一节、第二节、第八节、第九节。
We'll read Exodus 25, verses 1 and 2, and then 8 and 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution."
第八节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Verse 8, let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
According to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
那从第十节以后呢，神就将那个会幕的样式，各种的器具的样式呢，就指示给摩西。
So starting from verse 10, the Lord presented the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the furniture to Moses.
我们再翻到历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn now to the book of First Chronicles, chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章十九节。
First Chronicles 28, verse 19.
我是说我们读十三节那边，十三节那里说。又指示他祭司和利未人的班次，以耶和华殿里各样的工作，并耶和华殿里一切器皿的样式。
Let's actually begin with verse 13. For all the divisions of the priests and the Levites, and all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the utensils of the service in the house of the Lord.
十九节，大卫说：“这一切的工作的样式，都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。”
Verse 19 then. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the details of this pattern.
我们再翻到新约更多前书第三章。
Let's turn now to the book, the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
更多前书第三章十一节。因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Verse 11. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我们再翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn now to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
这样你们不再做外邦外人和客旅，是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人的。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
第四章
verse, chapter 4.
十一节到十四节
verse 11 through 14.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
我们最后读希伯来书第八章第五节。
So let us finally read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
他们供奉的事本是天上的事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5, who serve as a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For, see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. This concludes our Bible reading for the moment. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，我们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this day of your resurrection, we are gathered before your throne.
那我们是要带一个感恩的心，带一个敬虔的心来到你圣的座前。
Let us bring a reverent heart and a heart full of thanksgiving before your throne.
每次来到你面前，借着你的话，我们就想到我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等浩大。
Every time we read your word, we see how much grace that you have given to us.
原来是在地上没有指望、没有神、与基督无关乎的人，今天因着神的救恩、因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们进到神的家中，成为神家中的人。
And all of us who are hopeless and helpless, that today we are brought into your household to be part of the household of the Lord.
我们更感谢你，如今仍然继续带领我们，更是用你的话来引导我们走地上的道路。
And you continue to teach us and through your word, lead us into your way.
因此早晨我们一同来思想读你话的时候，巴不得你自己在这借着你的话在这向我们说话。
May you yourself, through your word speak to us.
那我们能够听见你的声音，明白你的心意，走在你所喜悦的道上。
To hear your words and understand your will, that we may walk in a path that is pleasing to you.
照着你的心意，在地上来过生活，能够走在这条你所蒙定义所赐福的给我们道路上。
That we may walk in the way you have established for us in this world.
当我们一同等候仰望的时候，我们求你真是听我们祷告，怜悯我们。
May you hear our prayer and be merciful to us.
都是靠耶稣基督的宝血的救赎，我们今天才能够向你呼求。
It is through the precious blood and salvation of our Lord Jesus that we can cry out to you today.
我们的祷告也是靠主耶稣基督的求。
And we pray also in the Lord Jesus' name.
这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
We pray in Lord Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 好，早晨和弟兄姊妹继续来看教会的建造这件事情。
And today, brothers and sisters, will continue to speak on the building of the church.
我们过去几次交通到教会是什么，教会意义是什么。
The last few times we shared on what is the church and what is the meaning of the church.
在哥林多前书第一章一开头就很清楚地告诉我们教会是什么。
The very beginning of the book of 1 Corinthians tells us what the church is very clearly.
教会呢是在基督耶稣里面成圣蒙召的人的那些圣成为圣徒的人。
That the church is all of those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus that are called saints.
教会就是那些求告主名的人，他们所组成的一个生命体就被称为教会。
And those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们知道教会不是一个地上的组织，一个机构，乃是一个有生命。
And so we know that the church is not a building in this world, but a group of people that have His life.
教会乃是主用他宝血所买赎回来归给他的人。
And the church is those that the Lord Jesus has redeemed back to Himself.
所以教会被称为神的教会，称为基督的教会。
So the church has been called Christ's church.
那圣经呢，用许多我们和基督和神的关系来说明教会的意义是什么。
And so the Bible uses many examples of our relationship to Christ to tell us what the church is.
而这些意义呢，是说到神旨意在我们教会在教会身上所要做成的工作。
And these are the things that the Lord wants to accomplish in our lives.
我们说到教会被称为神的家。
The church has been called God's family.
家就是神的居所，是神的一个所在。
It has been called His sanctuary, His dwelling place.
所以神教会是神的居所，他在这里与人同在，与人同住。
And so this is His sanctuary. This is where He abides among men and dwells among them.
这个居所也就说到神安息的一个地方。
And the sanctuary is a place.It speaks of a place where God can rest.
神好像在地上找不到可安息的所在。
It seems that the Lord could not find a place where he could rest
in this world. But
through the work of his son, the Lord Jesus, that he has found this group of people that where the Lord can find his rest. And so the church is God's family. And the church has also been called the Lord's temple. Because God's Spirit lives in us, and therefore it lives in the church. The Holy Temple speaks of a place where God's people can gather together.
So we see in the time of the Jewish 耶和华圣殿神的百姓聚在那里朝见神在那敬拜神侍奉神在那奉献给神
And so in the Old Testament God's people gathered before the temple turn their eyes to the Lord to offer sacrifices and worship him
他们来到圣殿里面听神的话
And they came into the temple to hear God's word
同样今天教会被称为神的殿
And so likewise today the church is called God's temple.
所以教会聚集的目的就是在这里我们要敬拜神侍奉神我们在这里要奉献给神
And so as part of our responsibilities in the church we are to gather together to worship him to serve him.
我们聚集的时候我们在那里要听神的教训
And as we gather together we are to hear God's teaching.
这是神的殿
This is God's temple.
那教会也被称为基督的身体
And the church has also been called the body of Christ.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，教会是他的身体是那个充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 2 tells us that this is the body of Christ who is
充满万有者所充满。
The one who is fulfills all in all and is filled here.
所以神的丰满要借着教会，借着基督的身体把它彰显出来，把它表明出来。
And so the church is to be filled with Christ and to reveal Him, exemplify Him.
教会要把基督那个身体的那个头，基督的他的智慧、他的能力、他的权柄，借着侍奉、借着生活，把它彰显出来。
And the church is through Christ the head that fills us to reveal Him.
教会被称为基督的身体，要把那个这个神一切的丰富美德，把它表明出来。
And to reveal the beauty of his life. This is the testimony of the church here in the world. And the Bible also tells us that the church is the bride of Christ.
It
speaks of the close relationship between the church and Christ.
教会被称为是基督的心腹，有一天当心腹自己预备好的时候，
and the church is the bride of Christ, and one day when the bride is prepared,
穿上那光明洁白细麻衣的时候，那就是羔羊婚娶的时候，
and has put on these white pure white clothes, and that will be the day
那就是主再来的时候，
of the wedding, and that will be the day the Lord Jesus returns.
到启示末了的时候，我们看见教会就是那座圣城新耶路撒冷。
And in the book of Revelations, we see that the church is that new city, the new Jerusalem.
所以当我们读到启示录的时候，我们看见那个教会有一天显在地上的时候，那座荣耀圣城耶路撒冷。
And that the church will be established as that glorious new city, the new Jerusalem.
那就是教会最后所显出来的荣耀的一个景象。
And that will be the day when the church is revealed in its glory.
所以那个圣城里面都是金金，都是各种的宝石、珍珠，明亮透彻，非常美丽荣耀。
And that the city is filled with gold and precious jewels and fully transparent and full of beauty.
所以这些说明教会意义的时候，就是说到神的旨意如何要在教会身上显明出来。
So God's will is to be revealed in the church.
所以我们看见今天神地上的工作就是要建造他的教会。
So we see God's work today is to build up His church.
所以我们看见教会在神永远旨意在计划当中是非常宝贵的。
And so we see how precious His eternal will is for the church.
所以有首诗歌说，教会就是他心中的奇珍。奇珍，对。
Okay, so we see one of the hymns that says how precious is the church to the Lord. As the apple of his eye.
所以我们看见教会在神心目当中是何等的宝贵，何等有价值。
So we see how precious and how valuable the church is.
所以若是我们知道明白教会意义的时候,
so if we understand the meaning of the church,
我们才知道今天教会我们这些蒙恩儿女在地上生活的意义是什么。
Then we will understand what our life as Christians would be.
所以我们必须要明白教会意义是什么。
So if they understand what the meaning of the church is.
当我们正是明白神在我们身上那个永远不改变的旨意是那么荣耀，是那么给我们是个很大的盼望的时候。
When we see that the Lord's eternal purpose for us is so glorious and unchanging.
用什么我们就知道我们今天活在地上的目标，意义是为了什么。
Then we'll understand what the goal of our living. Our lives today would be. And we'll understand how to live our lives. So, brothers and sisters, these sound to be very fundamental or basic truths. But we need to often meditate and consider these fundamental truths.
And
we may understand the Lord's glorious purpose. So we see that this glorious purpose will be manifested in the church. What is God's work in the world today? And God's work today is to build up the church. We see that the Lord seems to have done many things in the world today. But we see the purpose of all of his work is to accomplish his main purpose, which is to build up his precious church.
And
this is God's only work. We see that the Lord has no other work. His only work is to build up the church. And this is the focus, the end goal of his eternal purpose. So we'll take the example of the building of the tabernacle to explain some of it.
我们知道地上要建造一个房子，一个工程的话，基本上有几方面。
We know that today if we wanted to build a house or a building, there are a few things we have to consider.
就是需要蓝图。
First, we need a blueprint, and then we need a foundation. And then we need materials, and then the builders. When you're building a building, these are the fundamental basics. And so we see today when the Lord is building his church, he is following this principle. So we see
today when the Lord is building his church, he is following this principle. 当为我造一个圣所，使我可以住在你们中间。
When the Lord said to Moses, let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
我们知道神要住在人中间是神起初造人的心意。
We know that the Lord's desire to dwell among the people is the reason he made people in the first place.
借着吃神所造的那个人吃生命树上的果子，接受这个生命，让神能够住在人的心中。
That through the creation of man, and the plan was for him to eat of the tree of life, that the Lord may dwell among them. By Exodus 25, we see a little bit more clearly what the Lord's desire is to dwell among his people.
我们知道神是充满万有的神，是无所不在的神。
We know that our Lord fills all in all, and he is omnipresent.
但是神怎么样显明他与他百姓同住呢?
So how does he show that he is dwelling among his people?
当神把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之下带出来的时候,
when the Lord led his people out of Israel, out of Egypt,
让他们看见神与他们同在。
through a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, he showed that his presence was with them.
但是到了西乃山底下的时候，神借建造会幕这件事情更具体，让神的百姓看见神住在他们当中。
And when he came to the foot of Mount Sinai that day, and he had them build this sanctuary, this tabernacle, it showed the people that the Lord truly was dwelling among them.
神的百姓怎么知道神住在他们当中？
How did God's people know that the Lord was among them?
神就用一个具体可看见的一个物质的会幕来说明他住在神百姓的当中。
He had this physical structure, this tabernacle, to for them to see that He was dwelling among His people. So the Lord said to Moses, let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them. According to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of its furniture, just so shall you construct it. So we see the tabernacle has a pattern. In today's words, that means this tabernacle has a blueprint.
So and
so when it came to the building of the tabernacle, Moses built it according to this plan. And what is this?
就是在那里神对摩西说了许多话，吩咐了摩西许多话。
And it is all the words that the Lord spoke to Moses.
所以摩西造会幕的时候和其中一切器具的时候，乃是照着神所指示的那些话来造会幕和其中的一切器具。So
when Moses built the tabernacle and all of its furniture, he did it according to the word of the Lord that was spoken to him.
所以我们看见摩西到底怎样建造这个会幕呢？
So how did Moses go about building the tabernacle?
我们刚刚读到说，出埃及记二十五章，从第四节开始，神在那里对摩西说了许多话。
We were reading in Exodus 25, starting from verse 10. The Lord spoke many words to Moses.
在那里说到，会幕里面的各种器具，它用什么材料，它尺寸大小。
That for every piece of furniture, what it was made out of, how it was decorated, its dimensions.
以后还包括会幕里面祭司和献祭的事情，都非常清楚的这么写给摩西。
And even to the services of the priests that served in the tabernacle, all of this was detailed out for Moses.
所以以后摩西和百姓咱们建造会幕的时候，建造其中器具的时候，就照着神所指示、所吩咐的那些话来建造。
And so when Moses and the people were building the tabernacle, they just built it according to the word of God. So we see the tabernacle has a blueprint. When Solomon went to build the temple, the temple itself also had a blueprint. When David commanded his son Solomon to build the temple,
他说他将圣殿里面一切的样式，圣殿里面一些器具的样式呢，这些都是耶和华用手画出来，使他明白的。And
David said all of the building of the temple and all of its furniture, all of this was written by his hand upon me.
所以我们看见圣殿也有个蓝图。
And so we saw that the temple itself had a pattern. And that blueprint was written by the hand of God for David to understand.
圣殿怎么造，里面那些器具，还有院子，各种房屋，到底怎么造，神在那很清楚地画出一个蓝图来给大卫。
So the temple, of all of its furniture and its courtyard, all of these things were clearly written out for David in this blueprint by the Lord. And that blueprint was given through the word of God.
And
so when Solomon went to build the temple, he built it according to the blueprint left by his father David. And we know that in the Old Testament, this tabernacle and this temple are just an image or a shadow. The Lord doesn't live in this material building.
到, 新约我们就知道教会才是神真正的殿真正的家真正的居所
In the New Testament we find that the church is God's true home, sanctuary
神住在教会里面住在里头与人同在与人同住
The Lord is dwelling in the church to live among his people to dwell among them
那么教会的蓝图是什么呢
And so what is the blueprint of the church?
教会蓝图就是神的话就这一本圣经
The blueprint of the church is God's word, which is this Bible.
圣经就把那个教会该有光景，该有怎么样的建造，该怎么样情形，借着神的话，借着圣经把它发表出来。
And so, the conditions of the church, its normal activities, its normal condition, is revealed in the Bible.
所以我们看看今天说到建造教会的时候，应该是怎么建造。
So when we speak of building up of the church today, how should we build it up?
跟是凭着什么来建造？是依据什么来建造
？How should we build up the church? What materials are we using?
乃是依据神所启示出来话来建造。
What pattern are we following? It is by the word that the Lord Jesus has spoken.
所以我们读神的话的时候，读圣经的时候，我们就看见教会是怎么产生的。
So as we read the Bible, we see how the church was first established.
然后教会在地上说该有什么样的情形，该有什么光景表现
？And what the conditions of the church should be, how should it be run and exemplified? And after a church has been built up, what is its outward condition? What should it be like? Brothers and sisters, this is the blueprint.
感谢神，这个蓝图是一个非常具体的一个蓝图。
We thank the Lord that this blueprint is very detailed.
只要我们去读神的话，我们就知道教会应该是怎么一个建造。
As long as we read God's word, we'll see how the church ought to be built.
神是用他自己的话来建造教会。
God uses His own word to build up the church.
所以我们刚刚读到以弗所书第四章那里告诉我们。
When we read in Ephesians chapter 4.
为了这神在建造他的教会，他在那赐下一些有恩赐的人。
In order to build up His church, the Lord has given some people with gifts.
神是那些先知、使徒、先知、传福音和教师。
He has apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers.
我们知道这些人都是用神的话语来服侍、来帮助人。
We know that all of these people use God's word to help and serve His people.
所以那里告诉我们说，神赐下这些人是来成全圣徒，使他们能各尽其职。
It says.For the equipping of the saints for the work of service.
就是借些人借着神的话在那装备圣徒，使他们尽他们属灵的功用。
That he has given these people to equip the saints for their work.
在那建造基督的身体。
To the building up of the body of Christ.
讲到身体的时候，我们就知道这个生命的东西。
When we speak of a body, then we know we're speaking of something with life.
所以我们看见这个建造是一个生命的建造。
So this building up is a building up of life.
这个建造是个性质是生命的，不是外面这个外面有多大多小问题。
And so its condition should be how much life it has, not how big the building is.
那是里面生命成长有多少。
But what is the growth of the life within?
用什么今天人常常讲到教会建造的时候，常常都是看外面到底人多人少。
Oftentimes, when people speak of the building up of a church today, they only look outwardly and they say how many people are there.
在神的话里面很清楚告诉我们说，这个建立这个基督的身体，乃是叫他们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And but we see the Bible tells us that we are to be built into the knowledge of the Son of God to the measure of the stature which belongs to Christ. So we're asking if the body is full grown.
然后从出生小小婴孩，然后小孩，然后青少年，到最后长大成为成人。
And so we see from infancy through childhood to teenagers and finally to full adults.
这个成人还不是讲他外面长得高矮的问题。
It's not how tall this person is.
这个成人乃是说到他的心思意念是个成熟，是老练的。
But it is speaking of their maturity, how they have grown.
我想这是教圣经里面让我们更多注意到是里面的生命的成长。
And I think the Bible is reminding us that we are looking at how much their life has grown inwardly.
我们看有的青少年，他十几岁，他就长得很高大，非常强壮。
And we see today many teenagers are very tall and they're very, you know.
他思想还是非常幼稚，非常不够成熟，他心思意念都是非常肤浅的事情。
But their minds and emotions are not fully mature, and they're easily.
那有些成年人呢，可能也许他个子长得小小的，好像也是，好像不是那么强壮。
And we see some adults, their stature maybe they might be very short, and they might not be very strong.
但是他性格、意念各方面都非常成熟，非常老练。
But their minds and their thoughts are very mature and.
这就是圣经讲到说长大成人的一个说明。
And so this explains the phrase to be a mature man.
所以当教会长大成人的时候，就像基督的生命的成熟那个身量一样。
And so for the church to be mature, to have the life of Christ, to be like Him.
所以什么是教会成长？
So what is this growing of the church?
教会建造呢，是当教会在成长的时候，不管是在个人、在团体身上，都同样一个原则。
The building up or growing of the church, it all has the same.
就把基督把它表明出来。
Purpose, which is to exemplify Christ.
使教会基督的身体不再做一个小孩子。
That the body of Christ is no longer that of a small child.
讲到小孩子，我们就知道他是一个幼稚无知的人，没有分辨能力。
So when we speak of child, we know that they are someone who doesn't have discernment.
容易受人欺骗。They're
very easily tricked or deceived.
所以那里告诉我们说，不再做小孩子，因为小孩子呢，这样容易中了人的诡计，欺骗的话术。
It says in verse 14, they were no longer to be children, to be tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and craftiness of
deceiving.
We know that children are very easily deceived. If just a single piece of candy, you can be led astray. And they think this person is treating them very well with this piece of candy, and they're taken away. So we see this is the condition of a child. And so a child, we know that their life is not firm. And we see a child, they seem to be playing very happily, and then the next moment, they're suddenly crying.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我们属于生命在过程当中，常常那些生命不成熟的人。
So we see those people around us that their life has not fully matured.
对属灵事情也没有办法分辨,
that they cannot discern spiritual things.
好像这个道理也对那个道理也不错,
and that this doctrine or that doctrine might be okay. And they'll follow whichever one.
然后生命不稳定, 常常起起落落,
that their life is not firm, that it has its ups and downs.
好起来就非常热心聚会服事,
and when it's up, they're very fervent and they're willing to attend.
有时候有些事情的骄傲，然后就落下去了，然后就不服侍，就退后了。
And if some simple thing has caused them to be upset, then their spiritual condition falls and they no longer want to serve. This is the expression of a child.
是一个属于年纪到一个程度的人，他不会受这些外面事物的影响。
But someone who is mature, they are not affected by these things. They are very firm. if their experience is bad, then they'll kind of sink down, or if their experience is good, then they're suddenly up again. And so we see that their service or their life continues no matter their circumstance.
I
remember in Taiwan, I was speaking with some elders, and they had this. Then they said there was this elderly sister among them. And that this was a very mature older sister. If this meeting had her sitting in their midst, everyone feel that this meeting is very firm. She wasn't doing anything. As long as she was in that meeting,
好像弟兄姊妹心就好像就能够，好像很有，怎么说呢？好像就是非常稳定就是了。
And so, as long as she was there, it seemed all the other brothers and sisters, it felt like that meeting was solid, was firm.
就像用世界的话说，若是一个家里若是没有大人的话呢，我想小孩子会很惊慌。
Using an example from today, if a household had no adults and it was just the kids, it would be very chaotic. That if they meet up a problem, the children will have no idea what to do. But if an adult was with them, then they're not afraid.
And
that this household would be very firm. And so the church today is also like this. If the church has more mature, established brothers and sisters, that the church would not be impacted by the outward storms and waves. But if all of the brothers and sisters that are gathered are not mature and not firm, then you'll see that this church, this gathering would also be not firm.
It would so we see
how the Lord is building up the church today by having these the people who have received his gifts to help. So how is this church to be built up? How is
this
to grow? It says that through the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man. And so we see that knowing the Son of God has an impact on the building up or the growing of the church. So how a church can grow is very closely related to how they know the Son of God. How do we come to know the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ? The very basic is to know God's Word, to understand the Son of God. Because the Bible is the testimony of the Son of God. Because the Bible tells us who the Son of God is. What he has done for us. What is our relationship to him. And so, if we want to know the Son of God, very basically, we have to read God's Word. On other hand, the Bible is the bread of life that we have to eat of it to grow.
And
God's Word allows us to understand His will. And so the Bible is the blueprint for the building up of the church. Like when Moses was building their tabernacle.
So
And when it came time to actually build a tabernacle, the Bible records this phrase over and over. And it was done according to what the Lord had commanded Moses.
百姓在那建造会幕的时候，都是根据神小一给摩西所吩咐的话。
And so when the people built the tabernacle, it was according to the command that God had given to Moses.
到出埃及最末了，会幕被建造起来的时候。
At the end of Exodus, when the tabernacle was fully built.
他上一节有说，帐幕就是会幕。
At this, the tabernacle is the sanctuary.
一切工作就这样做完了。
And all the work was completed.
会幕怎么做完，怎么建造好了呢？
And so how was the tabernacle built?
底下加上一句话，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，以色列都照样做了。
And they, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, they had.
所以整个会幕建造都是根据神所吩咐摩西的话。
And so, how they built the tabernacle was according to the word of Moses.
那些话就是会幕的样式。
And those words were the pattern of the tabernacle.
那个样式就是蓝图。
And that pattern was the blueprint.
就是建造起来让神所居住的所在。
And what they built up was the sanctuary, the dwelling place of the Lord.
所以希伯来书讲到摩西的中心，就是指他建造会幕这件事来说的。
And so when Hebrews speaks of the faithfulness of Moses, it was speaking of his faithfulness to the building of the tabernacle.
今天人讲到中心，常常认为说中心就把那事情做好了就是的。
And when people speak of faithfulness today, they think as long as he did the work.
但是圣经讲到中心，好不是把那件事情做成功了。
But the Bible speaks faithfulness not as, you know, accomplishing a task.
乃是那件事情，你是根据什么把它造成的、做成的。
But how you went about doing that work. Fulfilling that task.
是照自己的想法，照自己的意念，照自己的一些方法来建造呢，来工作呢。
Did you do the work according to your own ideas, your own plan, your own will?
还是根据神所启示出来的话来建造？
Or did you build the tabernacle according to the pattern that was given by the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天讲到中心的时候，我们要照着神的话来所吩咐话。
When we speak of faithfulness today, therefore we speak of following the word of God.
若是摩西当初所造出来会幕，他不是根据神在那所指示的样式。
If Moses built the tabernacle not according to the pattern that the Lord gave to him.
也许他的确是照着一个帐幕，好像一个房子在那里。
Of course, he may wind up building a tent that would look like a house there.
神不会住在其中。
But the Lord would not dwell in it.
因为那个样式不是神所要的一个样式。
Because that pattern is not the pattern that the Lord wanted.
那些样式必须照着神所指示的话。
That pattern has to be built according to His word.
神才会住在里面。
Only then will the Lord dwell in it.
神才会与他们同在。
Only then will the Lord abide with them.
今天地上的人常常讲到建造教会的时候，讲到教会服事的时候，常常根据自己很多的观念想法。
And so today, when many people speak of service in the church, they do it according to their own thinking, their own ways.
甚至照世界的方法。
Maybe even the ways of the world.
照世界的一套做法来服事。
Using the methods of the world to serve.
那些都不是神所要的。
And these are not what the Lord desires.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们要明白神心的时候，唯独回到神的话里面来寻求。
In order for us to know the heart of the Lord, we have to come back to His word and seek Him.
我们交通神的话的时候，也是回到神的话里面来。
When we share God's word, we have to return to His word.
常常有人要交通，要讲到的时候，就从圣经以外去找很多资料材料来讲。
And so I see today some speakers when they share, they go to many other materials outside of the Bible.
他没有回到圣经里面，回到神话里面，到底神在这里说了什么话？
They did not return to the Bible to see exactly what the Lord has said.
而到底我所说的话是根据是从哪里来的？
And the words that I'm sharing, where are they coming from?
是从神的话里面，从圣经里面，还是从世界报章杂志里面找来材料来讲？
Is it from the Word of God, or is it from articles and other materials outside the Bible?
同样一篇道。
And so, this same message.
道内容是什么？
What is the content?
这才是神所要的。
This is what the Lord actually desires.
神在他话语之外没有其他的话在向你说。
Apart from His word, He has not said anything else.
神的话就是他自己。
God's word is He Himself.
所以这个蓝图是什么呢?
So what is this blueprint?
一面是神的话。
On one hand, it is God's word.
这个蓝图也是主耶稣基督自己。
And this blueprint is also the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
因为他就是神的道, 他就是神的话。
Because He is God's word. He is His way.
他把神的心意把它发表出来。
He reveals God's will.
所以我们看见当教会被建造成以后呢, 他说蛮有基督长成的身量, 那就是基督自己。
And after the temple's built, we see that they are filled to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
所以当教会长成的时候, 人看就是基督的表现, 基督的彰显。
So when the church is fully built, when people see it, they'll see the Lord Jesus Himself.
那就是羔羊婚娶的时候。
And that would be the wedding day of the bride of the Lamb. So the Bible tells us when that day comes, when the church will be the glorious church. And the glory of Christ will be revealed in the church. And so Romans tells us that we are being molded into the image of His Son. And so that the glory of Christ may be revealed. And so when we're building the building today,
不仅那些, 蓝图有些细的东西,
so not only do we have the blueprint, but we also have these other,
它有一个相片, 造起来, 造成功以后,
we also have these other materials. We may have some pictures of what the building is to look like.
还有工人就照着那个原则去造这个房子。
And so the builders will follow this plan to build this building.
感谢主, 神已经把他话启示出来了。
Thank the Lord that He has already given us His word.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们若是要好好服侍,
必须要回到神的话语里面。 So brothers and sisters, if we want to serve faithfully, then we ought to return to the word.
一个人不读,好好读神的话, 他不可能谈不上在那里建造教会服侍。
If a person doesn't read God's word diligently, then he will not be able to serve in the building up of the church.
因为当人不照着神的话, 不照神的心意在造的时候, 他一定有他自己的想法, 一定有他自己的观念。
If they are not familiar with the word, then when they serve, they would have to serve according to their own thinking, their own experience.
一些宗教观念,
or the experience of religion.
我们知道每一个人都有一个宗教观念。
You know, everyone has this idea of what a religion is.
认为说教会应该是怎么样的情形，怎么样光景。
That a church should have some sort of condition and some sort of.
甚至你问一些没有信主的人说，哎，教会应该是怎么样做？
And if you go to someone who doesn't believe and you ask them, what is the church
like?
They would have an idea of their own idea of what a church should be like. You know, this will be better or this will be better.
But
when we return to God's word, their thinking is completely different from God's.
所以我们看见最后教会建成以后，那座新耶路撒冷显出来的时候是怎么样光景呢？
So when we see the fulfillment of the church, when the coming of the New Jerusalem, what is it like?
启示录告诉我们说，城里不再有圣殿了。
We see in Revelation says in that city there's no longer a temple.
城里也那个圣殿跟那个城是合而为一的。
That the temple and the city are united. And that you don't need lamps to light the city. Because the glory of the Lord is shining there. And the Lamb is the light. And so we see in the New Jerusalem, when we see the church, when you see, then you would see Christ.
你看见那里，看见这城，就看见那个殿。
When you see the city, then you will see the temple.
那一切表现就是基督，就神自己。
And all that is revealed is Jesus Himself.
所以在永世里面，神、基督和教会是合而为一的。
So in His eternal purpose, the church and Jesus Christ are united, are one. As the glory of Jesus is revealed, likewise, the church will also shine in His glory. So, brothers and sisters, we have to carefully read God's Word, that we may understand what God's will towards the church is. And then we would know how we ought to serve in the church. Not only our attitude, but our method. And all these things we can see is taught and written in the Bible. Not only do we have to read God's Word, we have to understand God's Word. If we read it and don't understand, it seems futile. And so when Jesus was on earth, He said many times to the Jews, because He used some Old Testament words. And He'll say to them, have you read these verses before? Of course they've read it before. Every Sabbath day, they would be in the temple reading the laws of Moses. But there were some people, the Sadducees. And they say that there is no resurrection. They don't believe in devils or angels. They don't believe that there are any spiritual things at all. So the Lord Jesus said to them, and the Lord Jesus said to them, you are mistaken, not understanding the scriptures nor the power of God. Truly, they were there reading God's Word. But because they didn't understand, they did not believe in the power of God. And so they did not believe that the Lord had the power of resurrection. And they were fully living in the material. Because they did not understand what they were reading. And we know that in Matthew 13, the Lord gave this example of sowing the seeds. And there were some seeds that were scattered on the wayside. And the Lord explained that these seeds that landed on the road, because they did not understand and it could not enter into them, then the evil one came as a bird and snatched the word away. In the end is that they could not bear fruit. So likewise today, if we don't understand what we're reading in God's Word, and it does not enter into us, then the enemy will come and snatch away and swallow up what we have read. And we will not be able to bear fruit. And so this is a condition that we often see today. That we've read the Word, but we didn't understand. And the enemy quickly swallows it up. So that life is unable to grow. So understanding is very important. But understanding is not from our own wisdom, our own intelligence. But from the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all understanding. And He will reveal and open that Word. If we only use our head to try to understand God's Word, we will not be able to understand God's Word. So we see the understanding of God's Word is not from a person's intelligence or his own wisdom. But the Spirit of Truth enters into them. reveals it to them. And so we see throughout the ages, those who understand God's word. And there is a group of people that are very smart and very learned. But it is not through their natural intelligence that they've come to understand God's word. But they come to rely on the Spirit to reveal it. And there is also this group of people that the Lord has used. We see that they are not schooled.
Even.
They understand God's word. They have no outward tools through which they understand God's word. It is entirely by the revealing of the Holy Spirit.
In Taiwan, In Taiwan
I know some other sisters that they didn't understand a single word of English. But when they read God's word, they're filled with this light and have this revelation. We see that only the Holy Spirit can reveal God's word. Many people today like to go and say, the original language says this, the original language says that. As if only understanding the original language can they understand God's word. But as I just said, there are some people that don't understand even a single word of English. They can read God's word. We're not saying that these other original language texts have no purpose. But very rarely does someone say, The Lord says this. Many people will say the original language says this. And who understands the original language the most? We see those in the Catholic or the Orthodox churches. They are very learned people. And they know the Greek, the Hebrew, the Latin. They can speak many languages in the world. But they are still trapped in this darkness, completely not understanding the Lord. And they're filled with idols. What they're teaching is even...
教宗,
the Pope. Is even more terrifying. For someone to be Pope, they're not a regular person. And they treat him as like a king.
And
people are serving him, and he is not serving others. The Lord said to us, the greatest among you need to serve the least, not the least to serve the greatest. And we see all these people, they truly know the original languages, and their teaching and understanding is of these, their learning is much greater than ours. We see that they are cast completely in the darkness.
So,
brothers and sisters may say, I understand the original language. But they do not understand the author or the head.
那文的源头就是神自己.
So the author of those words is the Lord Himself. And so when we read God's word, we only need to ask the Lord to be merciful to us. And so this is when Paul says, when he prays that the Lord will be merciful to us, that we may have this full understanding of Him. And Galatians says that the Lord is willing to give His Son to us.
神喜欢把他自己儿子启示给我们。
We know that the Lord is very willing to give His own Son to us.
若是我们渴慕心，他是很喜欢、很欢喜的把他儿子启示给我。
Do we have this desire in our hearts, and then the Lord is willing and able to give His Son to us? And that knowing the Son of God, that we would be able to grow into the full measure of the Son of God.
我想继续往前。Let's
continue.
然后再来建造说。 需要第二个就是需要根基。
The second thing we need when we're building up the church, we need a foundation.
感谢主，保罗在告诉我们说，立好根基是耶稣基督，除他以外没有根基。
We thank the Lord that Paul says there is only one foundation, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, there's no other.
所以说，借着十字架成就神救赎的工作。And
that through the cross, He has accomplished this work of salvation.
一次献上他的身体，就成就了永远的救赎工作。
And He offered up Himself once and for all to accomplish His work of salvation.
所以有一次主耶稣问他门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
There's one time when the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
彼得在那回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God."
主对他说：“这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我天上父指示你的。”
The Lord said to him, "It is not flesh and blood that has revealed this to you, but it is the God in heaven."
底下主耶稣继续说：“他说我还要告诉你，我要把我的教会建造在磐石上，因就全部供圣过他。”
And he continues to say, "And I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it." Thank the Lord that this solid rock is Jesus Christ himself. He who defeated him with the power of death, which is the devil. The gates of Hades will not be able to overcome.
阴间的权柄不能胜过教会，因为教会是站在这个磐石的根基上。
The gates of Hades will not be able to overcome the church because the church is built on this solid rock.
磐石就讲它稳固不摇动。
And solid rock is to say it is firm and unshaken.
教会就站在这个稳固磐石不摇动的根基上被建造。
And the church is built on this foundation of the solid rock.
魔鬼不能胜过它，因为主已经胜过了。
Because the devil will not be able to overcome us because Lord Jesus has already overcome him. The Lord Jesus is already victorious. And so the church is standing in this victory. And so we see the church history for 2,000 years has gone through so much oppression and suffering. That the enemy has attacked the saints and killed and oppressed them.
有时候环境不允许，好像看不见教会在那聚会。
And it seems to the point where sometimes you cannot even see the church gathering.
但是教会仍然在那里。
But the church is still there.
它没有消失掉。
The church has not been extinguished.
它因为它站在磐石的根基上。
Because the church stands on the solid rock.
所以即使我们看见今天地上教会好像满了许多失败软弱。
So we see today in the church there seems to be a lot of failures. And a lot of weakness. And that the spiritual growth seems to be very slow. But the church, God's work, is still remains. It may not show outwardly, but inwardly in some, the work of the Lord continues. And the work of the Lord continues today. In the shadows, in the hidden, in silence. And this is what it says in Matthew 13, the mystery of the heavenly kingdom. Outwardly, it seems that there is a lot of weakness, a lot of failure. But this mystery of the kingdom of heaven is hidden. You can't see it. And it is precious to the Lord. And so the Lord is continuing the work of building. It's not to say that it's okay for us to be weak and fail. Our weaknesses and failures may cause the work of the Lord to slow.
像不能在那边很快的长大成人，没有基督长成身样，让主耶稣基督能够来。
That it would cause our growth in the Lord to slow down, that we would not be able to mature as quickly to the full measure of the Lord Jesus. When we develop into the full measure of the Lord Jesus, then the church will be fully grown. And He would welcome His new bride. So if we see the unchanging purpose of the will of God, if we build on this foundation and rely on Lord Jesus Christ, and so the hymn that our brother just led us in singing, that Christ is the solid rock, all there else is shifting sand.
基督是磐石，我所问他，问他，其他都是流沙。
Lord Jesus is the solid rock on which I stand. All other else is sinking sand.
我们唯独站在这个基督磐石上，我们在这里才会被建造起来。Only
by standing on our Lord Jesus Christ, the solid rock, will we be built up.
除了基督这个磐石以外，我们没有其他地位，没有其他可依靠的。Apart
from our Lord Jesus, there is nothing else on which we can rely.
感谢主,
we thank you, Lord.
教会根基就是耶稣基督,
that the foundation of the church is Christ Jesus.
但是以弗所书第二章也告诉我们另外一方面, 教会乃是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that the church is also built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
一方面, 教会是用神的话语来建造它。
On one hand, the church is being built up by the word of God.
按照神的心意来建造教会。
According to God's will, He's building up the church.
一方面,教会是站在先知,使徒先知所传递出来神的话语根基上。
On the other hand, it is also being built up on the foundation of the word that is shared by the apostles and prophets.
那就是说,站在这个神话语做一个根基。
That standing on God's word, it is also a foundation.
今天人都是教会建在地上人的学问,人的知识,人的哲学思想。
If we are relying today on God, on people's learning, their education, or their own wisdom, on these little learnings from the world, that through the ages, they will change. And so people's thinking will change.
教会是建造在神的话语根基上。
We thank the Lord that the church is built on the word of God.
神的话永远不改变, 神的话安定在天。
The word of God will never change, and it will be firm forever.
神的话, 神的旨意必定要成就, 不会因着人的失败软弱。
And God's word will endure forever and will not suffer loss, even if people stumble and fall.
所以今天我们是站在这个稳固磐石,
so we are standing today on the firm foundation of the solid rock.
我们去读尼希米记，今年那个特会弟兄也稍微提到这一方面。
And so we'll read a bit from Nehemiah and what the brothers sharing at this year's conference. When Nehemiah was building the walls of the city of Jerusalem,
耶路上许多城墙、许多门都被毁坏掉了。
There are many gates in the city of Jerusalem that were already destroyed. But when we read, we see that there was one gate that was not destroyed, which is the water gate. Why was the water gate not destroyed? Because the water gate represents God's word.
So we see
in Nehemiah that Ezra the scribe was in the square before the water gate reading the book of the law. He was reading the book of the law. And he read from the book, from the law of God, translating so that the people would understand what was being read. So
he not only translating the law of God, but translating so that the people would understand the law of God.
So not only was he simply reading the book of the law, but he was translating that God's people would understand what he was reading. Why is it today that many Jewish people, when they read the book of the law, they don't understand?
更多后书那里告诉我们一个原因,
2 Corinthians gives us a reason. Because in their hearts there's a veil.
所以每当他们读摩西律法书的时候呢，因为他们心刚硬，所以他们读旧约的时候，这个帕子还没有被揭去。
Whenever the law of Moses is read, because their hearts are hardened, this veil still exists in their hearts.
保罗说这个帕子在基督里面已经废去了，已经失效了。
But Paul says that this veil in Christ has already been taken away.
我想这个帕子一方面来说，就是指的律法来说的。
On one hand, we can say that this veil is the law.
律法在基督里面已经失效，没有用处了。
And this veil in Christ has already taken away; it has no more purpose.
因为律法一些所表明都已经应验成就在基督的身上了。
Because all the things that the law represents has already been accomplished in Christ Jesus.
为什么他们今天读律法书的时候还不能明白呢？因为里面的眼睛被遮蔽了。
And so, why is it when they read the law that they cannot understand? Because the eyes of their heart are covered.
保跟我们解释说，因为他们心没有转向主，没有归向主。
It says because they have not turned their hearts to the Lord.
所以那个帕子就遮蔽在他们心中。
So that veil covers their hearts.
所以什么时候他们心归向主，那帕子就挪去了。
So whenever they bow their hearts to the Lord, that veil is removed.
所以同样，今天我们要读神，读明白神的话，我们都是心归向主，转向主。
And so today, likewise, when we read God's word, if we turn our hearts and bow our hearts before the Lord,
我们读起神的话，我们里面就会明亮，我们里面就明白神的心意。
Then as we read His word, our hearts will be enlightened. We would understand His will.
所以弟兄姊妹，心转向主是非常重要的。
So turning our hearts to the Lord is very important.
若是我们心不转向主，心不专一在主身上的话，我们读圣经是不明白的。
If we don't turn our hearts to the Lord, if we don't rely upon Him, then we will not be able to understand God's word.
飞鸟就把它吃去了。
And then the flying birds would come and take away that seed.
所以弟兄姊妹，讲到教会建造是一件非常严肃的事情。
So the building up of the church is a very serious matter.
一定要根据神的话，依照神的话。
It must be built according to God's word.
所以希伯来书到第八章的时候，作者让警戒当时希伯来人。
So in Hebrews chapter 8, the author asked the Hebrews.
他说：“你们要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示的样式。”
That you have to build the sanctuary according to the pattern that was established on the mountain.
当时摩西他是很谨慎的，照着神所指示的样式造会幕。
That Moses was faithful and he built that tabernacle according to what he was commanded.
今天人在地上建造教会的时候也是很谨慎的。
And so people today have to be more diligent.
要照着山上指示的样式。
That they have to follow the pattern that was given to us on the mountain.
照着天上神的心意来建造教会。
That is to follow God's will in building up of the church.
当初以色列百姓他们在地上所供奉的事，不过是天上的事的一个形状和影像。
What the Israelites accomplished in the Old Testament is but a shadow or an image of what it is in heaven. It is a copy.
但是当时那些希伯来圣徒们，他们又回到律法里面，要回到那个影儿里面。
But many Jewish Christians went back to the shadow.
因为他们不明白律法的本意。
Because they could not understand the meaning of the law.
所以保罗才写这一封，希伯来书的作者才写这封信给当时那些圣徒们。
And that's why the author of the book of Hebrews wrote this letter to them.
So, 今天我们在地上服事、学习、建立教会的时候，我们也很谨慎的照着天上所指示的样式。
And therefore, today, as we serve and read God's word, we have to be diligent to follow the pattern that was given to us from the mountain.
神的话，照着神的旨意。
According to God's word, according to His will.
感谢主，巴不得。我们里面有更多爱慕主话语的心。
We pray that we would have even a heart that desires to read God's word even more.
并且让我们明白主的话，能够照着他心意在地上服事的跟随他。
That we may understand His word, that we would have a heart that is willing to follow after Him.
若是我们照着这个样式，照这个蓝图去服事去建造的时候
，If we follow this pattern, this blueprint to serve.
造完成功以后，神就住在我们当中。
When we are done and the work is completed, and the Lord will dwell among
us.
And His presence will be in our midst. May the Lord be gracious to us. This concludes my sharing. May the brother conclude us in a word of prayer. Let's have a word of prayer.
感谢主给我们的话语。
We thank the Lord for the word you have given to us.
我们继续来求圣灵真的在心里来启示主的话语给我们。
We continue to ask that the Holy Spirit will reveal your word in us.
我们也求主帮助，让我们在建造教会、服侍教会的时候，真的不是靠自己的聪明才智。
We ask that you would help us that as we are serving to build up your church, to establish your church, that we not rely on our own wisdom or understanding.
我们唯有靠着主的指示、主的命令。
If we are not following God's command, His will,
yeah, 求主来继续来帮助我们。
May you continue to come and help us.
祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我们今天， 我们第一项事项还是，继续的在祷告。